This weekend, Hollywood's biggest movie release is set in 10,000 BC, but two other period movies strike critic Bob Mondello as more interesting. He says both play with movie styles that have mostly gone out of fashion.
The Bank Job takes a nugget of fact, a 1971 robbery that became known as the walkie-talkie bank heist, and tunnels with it straight into a kind of fiction that used to be popular in the 50s and 60s, the serious heist movie. More recently, say in Ocean's 11, 12, and 13, heists have tended to be caper comedies with just a bit of suspense. This one makes nods in that direction, but what gives the movie its kick is what made the real crime remarkable at the time. The robbers posted a lookout, and he had, back in the days before cell phones, a big, clunky, two-way radio.
I'm up on the roof, and I've got a good view.
All directions.
The robbers figured this gave them an advantage. They could see the police coming. What they didn't figure on was that a ham radio operator would hear them and inform the police.
Sergeant, we just heard. The thief's lookout says there are police outside the bank right now.
Which bank?
I haven't got a clue.
We've got patrols outside half the banks in the West End. Keep listening.
Director Roger Donaldson and his writers take a long time to set all this up, and most of the setup and even the robbery itself isn't nearly as sharply paced as the mad dash that happens after the heist, but if the bank job rarely feels terribly urgent, it's still fun in a pleasantly old-fashioned way. Older fashioned still is Miss Pettigrew Lives for a Day, a sort of 1940s mistaken identity comedy in which no one is quite who she appears to be. Not Guinevere Pettigrew, the prim, frumpish nanny played by Frances McDormand, who's living on Skid Row when she takes a social secretary job she's not remotely qualified for. And certainly not Delicia LaFosse, the ditzy showgirl who hires Miss Pettigrew almost entirely for effect. Delicia, played by Amy Adams, Delicious Lee, is all about effect.
Didn't you catch every day's a holiday? One of mine.
Mae West.
Oh, you did see it?
Oh, yes, which part were you?
I was in the restaurant scene. In the back.
Really?
Behind the palm tree, drinking a margarita.
I
think they cut that for the European print. A little Detroit for you English, if you know what I mean.
Oh,
now, in a 40s comedy about a frump and a showgirl, the frump must bloom and the showgirl gets shown up. The only real question is how long it will take after they shed their false pretenses for the men in their lives to realize how splendid they are. Rather a lot of men in Delicia's case. She's juggling the attentions of a theater producer she's sleeping with, a nightclub owner she's living with, and a seriously frustrated pianist who actually loves her.
How'd you take your whiskey?
He does seem to be a little agitated about something.
Well, I'm afraid that might be my fault.
Ice pick?
It's in the drawer. Ice in the frigidaire.
And what, the pig for murder, not ice?
See? Such a hothead. He takes love so seriously.
Is that a problem?
Of course it's a problem.
Nothing in director Bharat Naluri's credits, which include TV's Tsunami The Aftermath, suggests that he'd be someone who could, say, mimic Blake Edwards' timing or George Cukor's fashion sense, but he proves clever in harking back to the sort of Hollywood comedy where cocktail parties passed for plot devices. That sort of film needs grounding these days, something Frances McDormand helps with here. Just watch her face when the sound of bombers flying overhead draws partiers to a balcony and reminds you that the Blitz will soon dim London's lights. But that's another day. Miss Pettigrew Lives for a Day is about comic effervescence, and with McDormand and Amy Adams on hand, the form still has some fizz. I'm Bob Mondello.